So as we listen, who are the people in the reading? What are they doing? What does Jesus do? And what is it that Jesus is going to ask one of the people in the readings? My friends, the Lord is with all of you. A reading this morning is from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus later appeared to his disciples along the shore of Lake Tiberias. Peter, along with the other disciples, were there. Peter said to the other disciples, "I'm going fishing." They said, "We'll come with you." So they went. They got into their boat and they fished all night long, but they didn't catch anything. Early the next morning, as the sun was rising, Jesus was standing on the beach, but the disciples didn't know that it was Jesus. He called to them, "Did you catch anything?" "No," they answered. Then Jesus said, "Put your net down into the water on the right side of the boat, and you'll catch some." So they did what he said, and they caught so many fish that they could not pull the net back into the boat. One of the disciples said to the others, "It is the Lord." They were not too far from shore, only about 100 yards. When they got to the beach, they saw a charcoal fire with some fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Peter went back to the boat to bring the fish. Then Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of them asked Jesus, "Who are you?" because they knew he was the Lord. Jesus took the bread and gave it to them. He also gave them the fish to eat. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Peter, "Peter, do you love me more than the others do?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Jesus asked Peter again, "Peter, do you love me?" He said, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." A third time, Jesus asked Peter, "Peter, do you love me?" Now, Peter was sad that Jesus asked him this question a third time. So he said, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." Then Jesus said to Peter, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. Okay, boys and girls, I'm going to ask you to sit down right here, and the other people are going to sit down in the pew. But I'm going to go get another microphone, so I will be back, as Arnold said. So what I'm going to do is start off, first of all, telling you a little something about myself. And then I'm going to ask you to tell me something about yourself. Now, we all have three meals every day: breakfast, lunch, dinner. My favorite meal is breakfast. And when I can do it, my favorite foods for breakfast: a waffle, bacon, two eggs, and when I want to really be healthy, a nice bunch of hash browns, okay? But now I don't get to do that all the time. So most of the time, all I do is have a bowl of cereal and a banana. And then, of course, Rocco. In fact, you know what? People might not know who Rocco is. Who knows who Rocco is? Who's Rocco?
Your dog.
And what kind of dog is Rocco?
A golden retriever.
A golden retriever. So he has breakfast with me. But his breakfast is kind of boring because it's the same every day after day after day after day. But he gets a little peanut butter sometimes and a little toy, so that's, he's kind of fun. Okay. So that's my favorite meal, breakfast, and that's my favorite food. What is, of those three, breakfast, lunch, dinner, which of those are the favorite of yours? Who wants to say their favorite? What's your favorite? I'm going to stand up here. I'm going to kind of move through here. What's your favorite meal?
Dinner.
You like dinner. Okay. Who else has got a favorite of those three?
Dinner.
Breakfast.
Lunch. Dinner.
Okay. So you have lunch, dinner, and some like breakfast. What's your favorite food for one of those? What's your favorite food? Okay, Wesley, I'm going to come to the back there.
Steak.
Oh, steak. Whoa, we're going right to the top. Okay, what else we got?
Waffles.
Waffles. Carter, I'm going to strike.
Bacon.
Burgers.
Burgers.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Oh, Honey Nut Cereals.
Spaghetti.
Pancakes.
Chicken.
Spaghetti.
Pizza.
Spaghetti.
So those are your favorite meals and your favorite food. Now, I said to you that most of the time my breakfast is with Rocco sitting next to me thinking that he's going to get some of my food. However, I sometimes eat breakfast with my sister. Sometimes I eat lunch here with the people I work with. And then for dinner, I can have dinner with friends or family. When you go and have lunch at school, who is it that you eat lunch with at school? Who's the person or persons that you would eat lunch with at school? Excuse me, young lady.
Your friends.
Okay, it might be your friends.
Zoe.
Okay.
Like my friend Emma.
Okay, your friend, okay.
My friends.
Okay. How about dinner? Who do you eat dinner with? Who's having dinner with you?
Family.
Just family.
Okay, family.
My twin.
Oh, your friends, okay.
Family. My brother and my little sister.
Okay.
Family.
Okay, so now we talked about my favorite meal, my favorite food, your favorite meal, your favorite food, and the people that you eat lunch with and the people you eat dinner with. How many think Jesus had a favorite meal? Who thinks that breakfast was his favorite meal? Raise your hand. Who thinks that lunch was his favorite meal? Who thinks that dinner was his favorite meal? Oh, dinner. Okay. Any special dinner that he had?
The last dinner.
The last dinner. Oh, what was that called? Anybody remember? Last?
The Last Supper.
The Last Supper. Okay. Do you think that he had a favorite food that he had at that Last Supper at that dinner?
Bread.
Bread. You remember the story I just read? He said to those people, come to breakfast. What did he give them at that breakfast? What did he feed them?
Fish.
And what else besides fish?
Bread.
He gave them fish and bread. Did he eat that meal by himself? Who did he eat that meal with?
His friends.
His friends. He ate that meal with his friends.
Everyone.
Everyone. Okay. Now, you are going to have a meal and receive something for the very first time at a place that you have not received this meal at before. Where is it that you are going to receive for the first time something that you have never received before, and where is that going to happen? Where is that going to happen? Carter?
The table.
The table. Where's the table? Go ahead. Where is it? Get stand up and point, Madeline. Right there. That's the table. Now, that's not by the shore. There's no charcoal fire. We're not on the beach. And it's not going to be fish. What is it that you are going to receive for the first time from that table? Okay, I'm coming to the back.
The wine.
The wine. We get the wine.
Communion.
Communion.
Bread and then...
Okay, yep. Bread, wine, communion. And the bread and the wine is who? Who is it that you are going to receive for the very first time? That same guy that was hanging out at the beach with the fire? Who is that?
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus is who you're going to receive for the very first time from this table. Now, in the story, there were those friends of his that were with him when they were down on the beach. Who's going to receive with you from this table that's out here and around you today? Who's going to be here at this table with you? Besides all of you, who else is going to come to this table today?
Jesus.
Okay, Jesus is going to be there. Who else?
You.
Me? Thank you. I'll be there. I'll show up.
Family?
Oh, family? Who else?
Everyone around us.
Everyone around us. Yeah. Just like Jesus in the story. All of these people are going to be with us receiving from this table the Jesus in the bread and the wine. Now, remember something else about that wonderful story. When they went out to go fishing, what did they catch after they were all done fishing? Did they catch anything, Grady?
Yes.
They did? They caught something after someone told them to go do it again.
I just forgot.
You just forgot. Okay. But remember, they had been at it all night long, and they caught...
a ton of fish.
A ton of fish. But remember, at first, they didn't catch anything, right? And who was it that told them to keep trying? Who told them to keep trying?
Jesus.
Jesus said, keep trying. And that's what Jesus says to us. Sometimes, you know, I try things and it don't work out, and I try again and it doesn't work out, and I try again and I can't figure it out. But Jesus keeps saying, go ahead, keep trying again, Tim. Keep trying, keep trying. You'll get it, you'll get it. I'll help you, I'll help you. And that's the same for you and me. He says, keep doing it, keep doing it. Keep coming back, keep coming back. You'll get it, you'll know it. So that's what we're going to do today. So now I'm going to ask all of you boys and girls to stand right here in this place. I'm going to ask all the people in the pew to stand. And then I'm going to be right back. Got to go get my book. Okay, boys and girls, remember we started Mass by reminding ourselves that we were baptized. And we sprinkle people with water. And when you were baptized, your parents and godparents said, I do, to some questions about what they believe. And they said, I will share what I believe about my faith with my daughter and son. But today, you get to say that, I do. And everybody else out here is going to say, I do. It's about what we believe. So, boys and girls, you're ready to help all these people say I do?
Yes.
Okay. Do you believe in God, the Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth?
I do.
I do. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died, and was buried, rose from the dead, and is now seated at the right hand of God?
I do.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting?
I do.
And so, my friends, this is our faith, and we are proud to profess it in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. And now, boys and girls, I want to ask us to turn towards the young man up there, and he's going to say some prayers that we're all going to be a part of. Listen to who it is we are praying for and see if you're part of this prayer.